What else do we have? Faith, hope, and charity. The greatest of these is charity. The love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. So we have access by one Spirit to the Father. He sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for making us your choice. Oh, what a wonderful thing. Behold, what manner of love. How great thou art. Thank you, Lord, for your Spirit within, the blessed hope. We thank you, Lord, for all the good things that you do for us. All that you do for us is good, because you are good. And though our adversary mean things for evil, you mean it for good. The trial of our faith, so precious. Hallelujah. So we thank you for the trial of our faith. We thank you, Lord, for your great salvation. Help our righteous response. Help me to speak as ought to speak in the spirit and manner. Help us to hear as we ought to hear. You have given us ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts to perceive. So help us now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Rose, I forgot to bring my book in, I guess. Would you get it for me? Give unto the Lord, all ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holy. Give unto the Lord all ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to his name. Worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Well, I've got Isaiah 14 here. I've got a meditation in my heart. And, you know, there's been times when I had to scratch real hard to get just a little bit. I still have to apply myself. But now the fountain runs more freely, or I'm able to receive more. The first time when I used to stand up to speak, about 10 minutes. How about that? And brother, I had to scratch hard. I had to dig deep. Because what was in me, I didn't know how to bring out. It's the same. God, Jesus Christ is in us. When I was saved, that was the case. But I wasn't able to manifest to bring it out. Everybody understand? He's the same Jesus that met me, that I met the first time. But this is a result of growing in grace. Hallelujah. And it's for the edification of the body. And I think it's the same with all of us. I have more understanding now than before. Thank you, Lord. I am more Jesus. I trust him more. Because that's something we have to learn to do. And, you know, as we yield, as we are faithful with what he gives us, then he gives us more. Does everybody know that I'm telling the truth about, if you want to know about God, if he gives you something and you use it faithfully and grateful, he'll give you more. Now, if you don't know that, you might as well not listen to me. If he gives you something and you squander it or you're slowful with it, then he takes it away from you. Everybody understand that? I see. Whether you understand it or not, that's the truth. So that should motivate you now. Huh? And you know God has given us something. And mostly what we do is act like he's not giving it to us. So if we keep that up, he'll take it away from us. Hallelujah. So sometimes, you know, someone say, don't tell Pastor Rice, he'll put it on the broadcast. And they'll say, well, they'll say something that I said, or someone will tell them something that I said, which is fine. But they say it in a way like, I'm wrong. That's how darkness works. So, Brother Robert, y'all know Brother Robert? You know he talks to me sometimes? Yeah, he didn't tell me not to say anything, because I'm going to say something. Yeah, for your benefit, for my benefit, for their benefit. He talks to me about his child. He's got two of them. Of course, after the flesh. You know what I'm saying. Like Brother said, when he got his children, he wasn't thinking about pleasing God. He didn't inquire of God. It wasn't for the glory of God. That's how it was with Robert. So that's what's going on. When you do it like that, there's things that you reap. Can God save them? Absolutely. If he can save you, he can save them. Just remember that. He can save Mr. Trump if he wants to. He'll have to believe him, though. Yeah, Mr. Trump will have to believe God. So let's put that on. If he save us, we'll have to believe him, too. Now, mostly what we do is not believe God. It's called unbelief. And it's so deceptive, the heart is so deceptive. So, Brother Robertson, in this situation now, he's got his own troubles, you know, things he can't break loose from, and his physical condition. But God is able to take care of all of that. And even now, God is doing right by Brother Robert, you see. He can heal. He can save. God's more concerned with our salvation, you know. If we are saved, then healing accompanies the salvation. Mostly, people seek healing. They're not seeking to draw nigh to God. So that's probably how he heals. Y'all hear me talking? Oh, I want to be healed, but not with the same desire that you want to be saved and want to be right. So that's how God hears. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Huh? Am I making any sense? Anybody in here don't want to be healed? See what I mean? Now, you examine that, because God's going to examine that. Hallelujah. Anybody here want to be nigh to God and want to be in God's presence? Now, y'all examine yourselves. Examine yourselves. Should we do that? Paul said, examine yourselves to see whether you be in the faith. Examine yourselves so we can discern the body, so that we don't eat and drink unworthily, so that we don't eat and drink damnation to ourselves. So I'm saying this, hoping it will get back, you know. But we'll see what get back, you know. Maybe they won't get back. You see what I'm saying? So here's how I'm going to say it. Brother Robert, he's got his own physical ailments. He's got his own moral deficiencies. He's a man. We just say it like that. Hallelujah. He's walking contrary. So he's reaping. Oh, but God still got a hold of him. Isn't that all right? Well, that fits us all. God still has a hold of us. Well, y'all want to testify? I heard this song. Yeah, I mean, that's how we should respond. Yeah, that's what the song was said. Somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify. Well, I can testify. Hallelujah. I can testify. Thank you, Bakia. Hallelujah. Now, some resisting what I'm saying now. But I'm going to go on. I'm not going to be distracted today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, but you do understand it requires long suffering. But I understand that it's the long suffering of the Lord. And I've explained that. As I see my efforts and the fruit of my efforts, then I think, well, it's just not worth it. Then I know God's long suffering. You know, I have a better understanding of his, that's why he allows me to see this. Y'all understand? Y'all know God suffers long with us? Well, you would think we would just not be nonstop giving him thanks then. Yeah, you see, so I'm suffering long. We won't even give him a little bit. You understand? I try to exhort us, and some of us just go exactly the other way. They drink their drinks and they look away, and I'm trying to exhort us to worship God. See? Hallelujah. Now, for us to be contrary, then we have to be contrary. That means we have to say purposely, I'm not going to testify of what God has done for me, especially when I, by the Spirit, call you to it. Yeah, call to worship. See what I'm saying? Y'all know this is a call to worship? Y'all know we should worship God in all that we do? See? Now, I think some do it purposely because they know they're going to stir me up. And because I'm going to stand in defense of the gospel. But they should understand that what I'm saying is true, though. You understand? That's the part they need to understand. That it's wicked not to apply yourself, huh, to worship God. You know, he seek true worshipers. It's wicked for us to show up and be contrary to being true worshipers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So Robert's got Charity and RJ. Y'all know that. Charity, she was brought up right here. Oh, the saints passed her around. Y'all know that. She'd go home with Larry and he'd sneak off and get her stuff. Larry can't hear me. That one of you don't want to, you know what I'm saying? But Charity grew up on the community. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But now Charity is 15 years old. She goes to school. She's got a job and a boyfriend. Oh, boy. Tim says, oh, boy, because he's coming along with me. The rest of us say, oh, that's wonderful. Well, I see. Now, here's Brother Robert said, man, I grew up in a large family that was 10. And he said, I remember all the trouble my sisters put my dad through. Y'all understand that? Sons don't give fathers troubles like the daughters. No, they don't. Y'all listening to me? Right? And I gave my pop trouble, but not like my sisters. Hey, y'all hearing me? So Robert's seen it that way. Now he's seeing it this way. Hallelujah. And if he's honest with himself, he'll see right. You know, men are just dogs. Absolutely. 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 Ask me. So you said the other day, man, she came out and she had this stuff on. She had these Daisy Dukes on. Y'all know what Daisy Dukes are? That's shorts where you cut them so their pocket hangs out. See what I mean? And they're tight. Yeah, after the flesh, I like that. Not Terry, but I do. Y'all understand? See? Neil don't like it, but I do. Hey, y'all listen to me preach. Y'all listen to me preach. Yeah, after the flesh, I like that. There's been times when I've been scolded, you know. Janet said, what you looking at? That's never happened to you, have it, Neil. See how honest I am? And I was looking at what I shouldn't look at, you know. You ever do that, Tim? Well, Tim, I guess you and I are the only real men in here. Somebody ain't looking me in the eye. Me and Tim, I guess we're the only real men. Now, this does not exclude the women. You understand? They came from the man. Huh? And now they outdo the man. Absolutely. Your women used to balance the men out a little bit. Now the men have to balance the women out. Oh, what a peril that is, huh? See? So, you know, he said something to her, but what can you say? And he gets replies like, well, if men look at me and they can't contain themselves, that's their problem. That's not good logic, is it? And this is my body. That's what we say, huh? Especially with our lips. We say, they're mine, they're my lips. Now, we should know better. See what I'm saying? I talk like this every day. Now, how many of you don't say, if you don't say amen when you should, you say your lips are mine. See what I'm saying? And when you say things that you shouldn't say, being exhorted not to do it, what you say is your lips are mine. You say, I'm mine. God say, reasonably, you just give me your body. But charity say, my body is my own. And that's what we do sometimes. You know, our body is when we show up. If we show up when we get ready, y'all listening to me, Angela? Then we're saying my body is my own. If we do what we want to do, I don't want to partake in this activity. Then we're saying I'm my own. This is contrary, completely opposite of presenting your body, which is reasonable service. Now, I stick with this. So all that other stuff, I just throw it away. You understand what I'm saying? When you talk to me and you don't talk to me in the light of you presenting your body, I don't hear you. No, I don't. God don't hear you either. Absolutely not. So, you know, he tried to gently persuade her, and that's the response he got. Hey, if men can't handle it, shame on them. Men don't handle it. Hey, y'all listen to me. Y'all want to hear some truth? Men don't handle it. Oh, they don't. Some don't try to handle it. All right, then. Hallelujah. So, you know, I was thinking maybe he should have said something like, and he still can. Charity, you remember you just baptized a little while ago? What was that all about, Charity? What was that baptizing? Yeah, I talked to her like that. That's why I'm doing it now. Hopefully this will get back, but probably not. You understand what I'm saying? We're doing an experiment right now. See? Right in front of God and everybody. So you'll know I'm not making it up. He could have said something. Charity, you know, baptism means that you consent to living for Christ. That means you are baptized into his death and no longer Charity, but Christ. That's what baptism means. It means you are buried with him because he died for your sins. I would talk to her like that. Y'all see, I'm trying to talk to her like that. What I'm saying is hopefully this will get back to her. However, I'm a realist. You understand what I'm saying? But either way, the truth will be manifest. I would say, Charity, do you think this is pleasing to Jesus Christ? Do you think this is godliness? See what I'm saying? I talk like that. You see me talking like this? I say, I'll tell you, Charity. God's not pleased with that. Not at all. And, of course, he's not pleased with the parents that would encourage it. There's not much they can do. You know, I know about leaving the house one way and getting to school looking another way. You don't know, I know. All the children that go to school, that's not how their parents send them out. You know that. Absolutely. But still, the parents should stand for right and teach them right. That's all they can do. That's what my parents did. You know I didn't fall in the way. No, I didn't. I knew they were telling me right. Huh? But, you know, what's in a man works in him. So it worked in me. But God's merciful to me. Yeah. Yeah, there were times I was looking for little things like Charity. God wouldn't let me find them. See how blessed I am? I was looking, though. Yeah, I wish I could find one that was promiscuous and just, you know, let it all hang out. God spared me. See? See, I speak honest. But listen to me. I was looking, brother. Hey, Brother Edward, I was looking. Hey, yeah, let me find a little charity so I can devour her. See how I talk? See? Just me and Timothy, though. See? Everybody else, they, oh, I never thought anything like that. Not just me and Timothy. Oh, Jesus. So all you can do is, you know, appeal to someone in righteousness. And since she did, you know, get baptized, I'd work with that. That's why I work with y'all. Y'all been baptized? Hey, y'all been baptized? So this is why I talk this way. Probably the same thing that charity will do is probably what y'all will do. You see what I'm saying? See how we have the same thing over and over? Huh? Y'all been baptized, you ought to know what I'm saying. You ought to bow down before him and say holy. Yeah, nobody should ever have to cajole you into worshiping him. Absolutely not. Thank you, Lord. I would have told Charity about my sister. I said, you know, Charity, I had sisters. And they gave Dad a hard time. You know how they gave Dad a hard time? The same way you giving me a hard time. See, I would have talked to her like, he still can. Hallelujah. So now Rachel wants him to teach her to drive. Oh, God. Oh, God. Driver's license, boyfriend, job. Huh? Nice little body. Oh, God. No, help Jesus. All right, so now Everett, let me know he knows what I'm talking about. Just the three of us, though. just the three of us. We praise the Lord. Now, it's sad, but this is the truth. You understand? If man figure out he can get away with it, he'll do it. And what the deception is we don't know that we can't get away. You understand? Huh? Well, if you don't want to get away, that's not you. that's God working. The little bit that God allowed me to do, I didn't want to pay for it, you know. But, of course, I did. But when I look back, there's many things he kept me from. Oh, my imagination ran wild out there on the farm. Yes, it did. Yeah, if I just had opportunity, God didn't give it to me. I still did wrong because I imagined it. You see what I'm saying? Me and Neil, all right? And Edward and Timothy. Nobody else. See? Hallelujah. And, of course, I still have imagination, but I know what to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been down the path many times, so I know where it goes. There's no need me going down there. And I know where that path goes to. Leads down to the doors of death. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So Robert will have to do what's right, you know, and put it in God's hand. But I'd pull all the punches. I'd get pictures of the baptism. Yes, I would. I said, Cherry, look here. Are you going to church Sunday? Huh? You're going to be careful how you dress. Of course, mostly they're not careful how they dress when they go to church. I'd say, Charity, you think your pastor would be pleased with this? He probably would. You understand. But I'd ask her anyway. I'd go all the ways. And I finally say, well, you know, if you had a daughter, is this what you would have her to do? Well, today she'd probably say yes. But, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Well, Robert is just one of many. You understand that. Just one of many. Thank you, Lord. So, let me go to my scripture. Yeah, I pray for those children. Of course, I have to commend them to God. I pray for Rachel. Because I would like to talk to Rachel like this. Yeah, I said, Rachel, what's going on? Oh, you say you serve God? Huh? Tell me about this God you serve, how he moves in your heart. Huh? Are you really doing what you do to please God? Do you wake up in the morning, Rachel, and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? How would you have me raise my children? How would you have me treat my husband? Is that how you do it, Rachel? See, that's how I talk to her. I don't have the opportunity. She won't talk to me. And the ones that she talked to won't talk like I talk. See what I mean? They won't talk like I talk. I told you, if I have any influence with any influence, I'm going to use it for the glory of God. Huh? Mostly we use our influence to move people away from God. Huh? Pull the preacher down. See? Come on. Now we have influence. We just devilish with it. If I could talk to Rachel, I'd talk like I'm talking. That's why hopefully she'll hear me. I doubt it. I really don't think so. If she hear anything I say, it'll be something I didn't say. Because maybe some of you will tell her. You see what I'm saying? Ain't I being honest? I mean, she's not here. Huh? May a little bird will have to carry it to her. See? And probably if they do, since their heart's not like mine, they won't say it like I say it. They'll say, he's meddling again. See? Hallelujah. I'm not meddling. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Another reason for us to consider our testimony. Remember when the scripture talked about the watchman doing the warning? So he's got a charge too. And the people that hear, they've got a charge. If the watchman don't sound the alarm, the people will die. But the blood will be required. It's the same way with parents. Parents that won't tell their children right, it's going to be charged. Yes, it will be. Yes, it will be. Huh? And it'll be charged to me if I tell y'all lies. I'm endeavoring not to do it. I'm endeavoring to be open and naked and honest as I can. Even still, it seemed to be of none effect. You know, we think this is entertainment or just stuff to fill in time. We don't understand that this is part of the warfare. This is God's endeavor to help us be like him. See? Now, Christ is in us. That means we have the complete package. Absolutely. Y'all understand that? In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him. You understand that? Hallelujah. So, as we grow, that's by continuing. Y'all understand? Continuing in the faith, walking in the light, huh? Following after righteousness, then we get understanding. But anytime we depart, you understand this Lucifer guy? He was called a day star. You know what it means? He had light. He had great light. Yeah. He had great light. Mm-hmm. However, when he started to take for himself what belonged to God, all of his light turned to darkness. If you all would understand that, that's any time you go to do evil, all the stuff you learned in Sabbath school, all the stuff you learned listening to Brother Stair, and hence hearing Simon preach and hearing Pastor Timothy preach, and what all of that, once you start to depart from the light, it don't mean anything. It's all, y'all understand that? Well, how do you think this day star failed then? You know, he was full of light. Huh? So you think because you've heard the scriptures and you're going to walk in the light only if you continue in it. There's just no way to walk in light when you know to do good and you do evil. That's darkness. So that darkens your eye. and it dulls your hearing. So when Pastor Rice preached, you preach, this is against me, and wait till I get out of here to do what I'm going to do. I'm not going to try to amend my ways. See? Now, this is God's wisdom, because he's already done away with evil. He's abolished it. And this is one way that he's done away with it. You know, anytime you turn from the light, there you go. So he's abolished evil. And the end of it is death, lake of fire, and hell. Y'all understand that? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why the Bible says there's nothing we can do against the truth. But what men like to do is get the truth, like Lucifer, at the truth. Light now, a created being, light, day star. Y'all understand that? And then when he started to take to himself, that's what iniquity is. That's what we do. The worship belongs to God. We belong to God. Our lips belong to God. And when we take that for ourselves, we're doing the same thing Lucifer did. And we're also in the place for Lucifer.
Amen.
Though we're here, we are not in the light. That's why we don't hear what we ought to hear, because we determined to do evil. Now keep on mocking me. Yes, keep on mocking me. That's part of your payment. You understand? If God give you life and you mock the preacher, that's part of your punishment. And only he can get you out of it. You're not going to hurt the preacher. No, no, no. No, not at all. Yeah, I got some on the inside. Absolutely. I've got confidence in him. Yeah, confident that he that begun this good work, that he'll finish it. See, I'm testifying. You ought to testify. You ought to say, yeah, the same work is going on in me. And when I talk to Rachel, I'm going to talk to her about the work going on in her. And I'm going to even talk to old RJ, man. He, come on. Thought pretty soon he'll be looking for a girlfriend. Oh, God. Huh? What? You know that? I don't know what I'm talking about. When I was 8 years old, man, this little girl in school had my heart. Boom, boom, boom. I didn't know nothing, man. Barely knew how to get dressed. But I looked at this little girl, Miami State, and my heart go. How about that? Oh, I dreamed about her, man. I tried to sit next to her. Yeah, here I don't know nothing, man. But y'all don't know? I see. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, you know, of course, when RJ gets to that stage, you know what's in Timothy. Yeah, that works in RJ. You don't know that? Oh, no, not my children. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. God's able. He helped me. I tell you, if I could have done all the things I wanted to do, brother, come on here. He just blocked me everywhere I went. That before I even knew him. Yeah, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Brother, you don't know the places I've been in my mind. He just wouldn't let me go there otherwise. It just in my mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I knew the Lord, at an early age. At least I knew enough that he was God and that I was a sinner. You know, that wasn't very deep in the Lord, but I knew the gospel was right. I believed the gospel. Hallelujah. And I tried to do it, but God showed me that I couldn't. Absolutely. And that's part of salvation. And some still haven't figured out that we can't do it. That's what we need to learn. Amen. Then we'll really depend on him. We'll try to show up early rather than show up late. Yeah, we'll try to apply our hearts unto wisdom. We'll try to cry out to God and say, Lord, help me here. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be destroyed. Help me, Jesus. And of course, this is according to his will, if we would pray it.
Amen.
Lo and behold,
thank you, Lord.
The prayer house gets quiet.
Thank you, Jesus.
You would think somebody would say, Lord, help me to do this truth. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. But that's not what I hear. Now, I show up every day. And you all let me know that you don't think we ought to pray it. See? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So that's the book. The Bible says that he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He abolished death. You understand? Hallelujah. Satan has no power. No, absolutely not. Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection has countered all the devil's works. All of them. That's why anytime you depart from the truth, there you are. Yeah. Otherwise, God would overthrow himself. But the light is the light is the light. And the light always make manifest. Yes. Hallelujah. And if you turn from that, then it's not manifest what you're doing. So you're walking in darkness and you don't know where you go. When is that, Pastor Rice? Anytime I purpose to do evil. Hallelujah. I mean, when you just fully set, I'm going to do this evil, then you don't have light. Remember, in him is light and there's no darkness at all. We don't know everything. So we have to stay in the light. And as long as we're in the light, we're being led. Light to light to light to light. But anytime we depart from it, darkness. Everybody understand that? So we think, well, I can walk in the light for a while and mock old Pastor Rice, and then later on I'll go to the tabernacle and pray. Well, probably to no avail. No. Probably to no avail. I promise you that most of our prayers, God does not hear.
Amen.
Huh? God does not hear. But if he hears us, we can be confident.
Amen.
We have the petition.
Amen.
And if we pray according to his will,
yes.
I want light so that I can walk in it.
Right.
He hears.
Yes, he
I want light so I can do wrong. That's a dichotomy. So since we have light and we purpose to do wrong, you see where we stand. Huh? We're in darkness already. That makes sense? Oh. Thank you, Lord. Well, I guess I should read my scriptures now. But the Lord brought this to me while I was sitting over there. And I appreciate God bringing things to my remembrance. Hallelujah. Yeah, when, thank you, Lord. I don't have visions. At least not yet. Praise the Lord. How do you say it? Brother Christopher said it like this one time. And all these things were cascading in my heart. Y'all remember that? So that's how it is. When I wake up in the morning, everything I hear, everything I see points to Jesus. And I can do it simultaneously. I can listen to the broadcast, and I can read the Bible, and I can hear all God is with me. You understand? Well, that's why I praise him. I know it's not because I'm a good man. I'm testifying. And he can do the same for you. But I understand how I got here. Huh? Shame, humility. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But yeah, I delight to cast down imagination because I get the other end. All these thoughts of Jesus, every scripture I read, everything I hear, everything I see, every situation. That's why I can talk to you like this now. Don't think that I dreamed this up. This is what God put in my heart. And then he has to help me pull it out. And sometimes it comes so fast, I say, Lord, help me. Help me to retain it so that I can, see? But I've done it otherwise, too. I've had my mind filled with evil thoughts, you know, doing what I want to do, basically, finding some pleasure, pleasing myself. Yeah, I've done that most of my life. Really? So I'm thankful that God has made it otherwise, that I do really wake up with my mind on Jesus. He every day puts something in my heart. I mean in my heart. That means I don't have to pretend. You understand? He puts it in my heart. And he's done the same for you. You understand? So don't tell me that you can't. Well, yeah, maybe you won't. We can dwell together in unity. We can speak the same thing. We can have fervent charity among ourselves. Well, we can be like-minded. Absolutely. We can humble ourselves. We can submit. We can. So if it doesn't get done, you know, same thing happened to you, happened to Lucifer. Your iniquity showed up. You know what happened when his iniquity showed up? That's what happened when your iniquity showed up. So that's why wise in your own conceits really mean that. Wise in your own conceit. I'm going to mock and it's going to be good with me. I'm going to do contrary, it's going to be good with me. And yet we say out of the other side of our mouth, God is a righteous judge. Well, he's got to judge your evil righteously. And he will. And it happens, like I say, spontaneously. When we turn from the light, we're already judged. Amen. Because we're walking in darkness. Everything we see is dark.
Amen. Thank you.
So somebody preached life to us, we don't hear it. No, we don't. See? That's why the word, there's so many admonitions about us hearing what the Spirit said. Because faith come by hearing.
Amen.
That if you have faith, that's how you got it.
Amen.
And if you continue in the faith, it'll be by hearing. Hallelujah. Hearing by the word of God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, I might as well read it. I got it here. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Literally, day star. Son of the morning, son of the morning. How art thou cut down to the ground? Thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will set upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will, I will, I will, I will. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell. To the sides of the pit. All right? Praise the Lord. Oh, rejoice. Help me, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. In fact, joy is encompassed in love. And God is love. So in God's love is joy and peace. Meekness, temperance, faith. Goodness, long-suffering. See? This is love expounded. So if God's love is in you, then God's joy is in you. God's peace is in you. You have to appropriate it, though. See, all that God, the Spirit of God is in us. But we walk contrary because we won't claim it. You know what I'm saying? It's like you do a drawing and you get the winning ticket, but you don't get the prize until you say, here it is. That's what your faith is.
Thank you, Lord.
And as much as God is in us, we won't attain unto it because we won't exercise our faith. See what I'm saying? Of course, there's much opposition against it. Satan's after your faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And no, God says now you earnestly contend for it. Because Satan's trying to get it. Or he don't want it for himself. He just don't want you to have it. Yeah, he's got this ongoing conflict against the Almighty God. And you're involved because God has set his love upon you. So I'm going to destroy you for his name's sake. Had nothing to do with you. See? Hallelujah. And the Lord's going to save us for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. See, already, you know, Brother Stair told us that God said, hey, look here. Look, here's Sharon over here. She believed in me. All her sins are washed away. Hey, she taking your place. Oh, you know, that's what God does. He did with Job. So here he said, look at them people out. They still have faith in me. Though you move them against me, they still stand. How about that? Well, you know what the adversary would say, huh? He said, well, let me try something else. And the Lord said, well, go ahead and try it. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know this is going on? Right now. Because Satan can do nothing without God's permission. Huh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when God allows it,
amen,
it's for your good.
Yes, Lord.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Every time he proves himself and he calls Satan a liar.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going on in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So, yeah, after knowing, you know, as God gave me grace, that I was a sinner and Jesus Christ was the Savior, you know, I got baptized and, you know, I tried in my own strength to do right. Couldn't do it. You know, I don't know if they ever told me that I couldn't, but I found out. The preacher said, now, y'all been baptized and you believed on Jesus. Now, you go home, and if you do something right, you say, God, forgive me. Well, 2 or 3 days we did that, and we said, phew, man, this is wearisome. We said it all day long. I'm telling y'all the truth. We said it all. I said, my God. We all agreed up on that. I said, my God, we're going to wear ourselves out. I'm telling y'all the truth. Elder McClellan said, just ask God to forgive you.
Amen.
So we would literally do it. You know, we do something wrong, and here me and my two brothers, and it was, God forgive me. God forgive me. And brother, that took up our whole day. And finally we just said, man, this is wearisome. I'm telling the truth. Hallelujah. This was God teaching me that, yeah, I couldn't do it on my own. Have we learned? That's a good lesson now. This is when God will do it.
Amen.
Huh? He's not going to let you give the credit to yourself or to something else and then he do it. And anytime God moved, there was no other gods among them. They had to put away all their gods. They had to disown all their gods. Put away your God. Then God would move. That's how it is today. Once we move all of our self-sufficiency out of the way, with all of our wisdom out of it, then God will move.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you see, we're hindering God. We should be hindering the devil, but lo and behold. Brother Charles said to me, he said, Pastor Rice, you know, if we fought against the devil like we did against each other, he said, yeah, we'd really be something to contend with. Yeah, we'd knock him out in the first round, wouldn't we? Let's stop fighting against each other. Let's strive together with one mind. What prevents that? Iniquity. 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 That's the I possess. See? It's my body. I can't say this is my body. What I say is, I belong to Jesus. I am thine. And I would talk to Charity. How can you say that's your body, Charity? Don't you belong to Jesus? Huh? And you know his requirement is our reasonable service, present our bodies to him, a living. That's how I talk to Charity. Y'all know I'm trying to talk to Charity now? It probably won't get to her. You see what I'm saying? They won't. They'll say, "Oh, I'm not gonna." House Rice is meddling. Hallelujah! I'm doing a good job then, huh? Hallelujah! There's lots of charities out there. Lots of Roberts and RJs. There's only one God though. He's able to save Roberts and charities and RJs. And Sherry's. You know that? You're not a hard case for God. Huh? Maybe in man's eyesight, but for God, he can save you. No problem. Huh? In fact, we believe it's done. Is that all right? Thank you, Lord. Oh, so I sent a scripture yesterday from 1 John, and it ended with, "That your joy may be full." I sent one today from John. It has in it that your joy may be full. This is all John's talk. In John, in 1 John, 2 John, it talks about that your joy may be full. But one of the interesting things about joy being full, it's connected with prayers being answered. And I'll read it for you. Every time you read that your joy might be full, you'll see your prayers being answered in it. Find it in your own book. Hallelujah. Let me find one, okay? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm undeserving, but thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O God. Thou art worthy. Hallelujah. John 15, I am the true vine, Jesus, true vine. What about the Father? He's the husbandman. And every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Again, when God gives us something, we don't do nothing with it. He gives us something, we do nothing, he take us away. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And if we bring forth fruit, he'll purge us so we can bring forth more fruit. What do you think a husbandman wants? He don't want to grow and all he get is vines and leaves. A husbandman wants fruit. So God wants fruit. And if you abide in the vine, Jesus Christ is your true vine. So there is a vine that's not true. Hallelujah. I read my word of the day, juxtapose. Did I say that right? Where's Brother Montgomery? He's my refiner. Juxtapose. Okay. That means when you set things together to show the contrast. And that's how the word of God is. The word of God shows evil. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And evil says, I'm not like that. Thank you, Lord. Here it is. Tell me, Lord. Bringing forth fruit, that's what we're talking about. You are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Abide in me. This is the true vine talking. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our great high priest. The Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Hey, the bright morning star. Huh? The lily of the valley. The lion of the tribe of Judah. The son of righteousness with healing in his wing. Hallelujah. I am the vine. I am the vine. As the branches cannot bear fruit of itself. You all understand that except it abide in the vine. No more can you except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me. That's quite redundant, isn't it? That's how the word is. Hallelujah. He that abideth in me and I in him. The same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth. I'm telling you, he's cast forth as a branch and is withered. And man gathered them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. Hallelujah. Here's where it attaches itself with answered prayers. You shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. When you find it, John talking about, you'll find that same thing every time. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. You'll have your prayers answered, and your joy will be full. Hallelujah. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. When you bear much fruit, not like the sulfur one, yeah, here's the what you gave me here. I put it under a napkin, but bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Hallelujah. Fruit. That's the good works performed by God in you and through you. That's fruit. The stuff you perform from you, bad stuff. We don't need the Holy Ghost to do it. We don't need help from God. We just do it. You understand that? And God's not glorified in it. Thank you, Lord. So let me finish. I'm going to finish in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. As my Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. I'm exercising that now. Hallelujah. Else I'd sit down and quit. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Even as I've kept my Father, and the Lord always say, here's what I'm requiring of you, because this is what I do. And still, we still think God is doing us wrong. So now, you don't please yourself, I didn't please myself. Now here, you abide in me, because I abide in my Father's love. Now you obey me, because I obey. We still think God's doing us wrong. How do we do it? In our disobedience, in our stubbornness, in our rebellion. My God, how wicked, God, for you to tell me to obey some wretched man. How should I do that? Huh? How should I humble myself and let people defraud me? How dare you, God? You want me to turn the other cheek? I don't think that's right, God. And you know how we say that, don't you? And the thing about it, it'd be no problem if we would say, yes, I do, but then we still say, no, no, I don't do that. I don't do that. So we stand face to face with God and call him a liar. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So the Lord, y'all remember that now. When Jesus talked about us doing things, he compares it because this is how I've done it. Yeah, he humbled himself. He became obedient. And all that the Father commanded him, he did. You know, even if I've kept my Father's commandments. Now you keep my commandments. See? No, I'm not saying it right. Why aren't we convinced then? Why do we still say that? Well, huh? Praise the Lord. He suffered in the flesh. He said, now you arm yourself likewise with the same mind. I see. Rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. Now, partakers in Christ's suffering is suffering for righteousness' sake. To do that, you'll have to work righteousness. If you're going to suffer for righteousness' sake, I'm being redundant, you have to suffer because you're doing right. Huh? Much of the suffering we is it's just our own doing. Hey Terry, we're reaping what we sow. Reaping what we have sown, which is the law of God. It works. That's how God overcome all of his enemies. Absolutely. You know he's overcome all of his enemies. You know he's given you the victory. Hallelujah. You know we're undeserving?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Sister Bakia.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all, really, it means something to me when folk really act like they're receiving this with joy. They're testifying. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Christ is coming out.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? Come on, suffer. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going to go on in Jesus' name. But again, we see that God does not only want us to have joy, but he wants us to have our joy full.
Amen.
Fullness of joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I hear somebody saying, amen, brother.
Amen.
This should encourage us.
Hallelujah.
You know, he will have his way.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Lord.
If it was up to us, we wouldn't be saved.
Woo!
Huh? So he's going to have his way.
Thank you, Lord.
He will save such as should
Hallelujah.
Be saved.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. He will save.
Yeah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
he will rejoice over thee with singing.
Right.
He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with joy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Fruit.
Yes.
The Lord came one day, looked at the old fig tree.
Lord.
See if happily he could find some fruit.
Right.
He found lots of leaves.
Yeah.
And a sassy tree, but no fruit. So that's what we have here sometime, huh? No fruit. A lot of sass. Huh? A lot of sass. Hallelujah. Well, let's remember what Jesus did to the tree with all the fruit. I mean, no fruit and all the sass. He cursed it. Much fruit, much fruit, more fruit. Full joy. Fullness of joy. Full of joy. Full of darkness, full of light, full of the Holy Ghost, full of children. Oh, help, Lord. Joy and gladness, joy and peace, all joy, everlasting joy. Thank you, Lord. You know what God does, it's forever. We find that in Ecclesiastes. And you can't put anything to it, can't take anything from it. Huh? Praise the Lord. Thank God. So the joy that we have from him is everlasting.
Amen.
It's not just for this time. It's forever. Hallelujah. So that's the grace that God gives us, that we can look not only for this time, but for the time to come. If we hope in Christ just for now, you know, so we can do what we want to do and go where we want to go and, you know, and not, if we hope in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most miserable. Hallelujah. So, which means that all of our doing should be with the light of everlasting consequences, you know. That means not only this time, but for the time to come. Praise the Lord. So we can rejoice in Christ now because of this physical, but that we'll have to give it up. And God's gifts are just like God. They're eternal and everlasting. Everything, the peace, the joy, the love. You know, he's loved us with an everlasting love. That's why that's the love he requires of us. If we love eating with our love, it'll run out real fast. We know it. So he said, don't love like that. He said, you love them as I've loved you. See? You know how you've been walking contrary to me and I still love you? You love Bakia like that. Now see, it's required, but we don't believe it like that. We think if we can make our case of how contrary she walked, then I don't need to love her. Not so. Not so. Not so. If that was the case, God wouldn't love us. We do walk contrary. I'm not asking you. Hallelujah. At least me and Charlene. The rest of you, I don't know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let me get back to it. We got to go on in the name of Jesus. Joy, joy, joy. His joy is everlasting joy. All right? All of his gifts are good and they are everlasting. Huh? But things in this world, they don't last. I don't care what you get in time, it will not last. Yeah, this God in us is eternal. And the things that this God gives us is eternal. They're not only for this time, but they are forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So we can rejoice in our tribulation. Paul said, I'm joyful in all our tribulation. James accounted all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Paul said, I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. Hallelujah. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, work for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Our temporary sufferings, it works something eternal. This is the wisdom and the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. He is an all-wise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. So let me get to the end of it, Charlene. That is you, right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I speak to you all the same way that I speak to Rachel. Y'all been baptized? Y'all been filled with the Holy Ghost? Y'all have hope of eternal life? So I'm going to keep speaking like this then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we can always ask ourselves, did I wake up this morning purposing to do what God would? Did I ask God how I should walk today? And have I determined not to walk in my own way? Huh? Y'all say you've been baptized, right? Y'all been spirit? Y'all feel spirit filled? Are y'all asking yourself these questions? Huh? What time should I show up at the dining hall, Lord? Is that how you did it? I guess he didn't tell you right, huh? Oh, brother. Again, we lie on God. We lie on God. Huh? How should I respond to this preached word? I guess he didn't tell us right, huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. John 16, it says, he said, I'm going to leave, but you'll see me again. A little while, you shall not see me again. A little while, and ye shall see me. And they said, man, this is a mystery. What's he talking about, a little while? Hallelujah. And Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and he said to them, do you inquire among yourselves of that I said? a little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me. Verily, verily, I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. Ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Hallelujah. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And your joy, no man take it from you. No man take it from you. No man take it from you. They might take the rock, but they won't take your joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this. He put the two together once again. He said, in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. And right after that, he said, he talks about your joy being full. Ah, let me read it. Hitherto you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Huh? So fullness of joy, answered prayer. But to get them answered, we must pray according to his will. Huh? How much does it take for us to understand that when we pray, we must pray the will of God? Huh? God, by his own word, will have to hear you, and he'll have to fulfill your petition. Hallelujah. So what should I pray? Lord, save me. Lord, heal me. Huh? Deliver me from this iniquity, from this slothfulness, from this nonchalance. Deliver me, oh God. Put some dancing in my feet. Put some rejoicing in my heart. Yeah, see, we won't pray it. We won't pray it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what we should pray. As the Holy Ghost searches, we should agree with our deficit, and then we should ask God to make up for it. Y'all know that's what the Spirit do? Your deficit there. And then we should, yeah, you're right. And then we should go to the Father, fill that deficit. Fill it. Sound pretty simple to me. Sound pretty simple to me. Huh? The Holy Ghost said, you're rebellious. You go to God, deliver me from this rebellion. That's what, huh? I mean, like you mean it. No? Slothful? Lord, deliver me from this slothfulness. Hallelujah. Oh. But it's evident we act like we don't know what to pray for. Y'all know I'm telling the truth, don't you? Huh? I can't provoke us either. We think prayer is just a religious exercise. Well, that's how the hypocrites do it. It's a religious act. Well, it's time to pray now. Oh, Father, I thank thee. I'm not like old Pastor Rice. Huh? And like other men. You know, they're adulterers and fornicators and extortioners. I thank God I'm not like that. Y'all know this is an example in the book. Two men went up into the temple to pray. Huh? One prayed like that. Huh? Well, he thought so much of himself, didn't he? Well. Would we learn something, though? And the other one that thought right about himself, that had a perfect picture of himself, he said, my God. Woo! God, help me, Jesus. Be merciful. Lord, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord heard it.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, listen to this. When you pray according to His will, He'll hear you.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
So,
yes.
So time out for us praying all them, what do you call, superfluous prayers.
Right.
Let's pray what we need to pray.
Amen.
All right? When we do, God will hear us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we do, He will hear us.
Yes.
He's bound by His word.
Amen. He is.
And if He hear us,
yes,
He will do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will do it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God.
What are you doing, Brother James? You want to preach, brother? Yeah. Make sure you witness for Him. Hallelujah. Yeah, God is my witness. My record's on high.
Hallelujah.
All right, so now we're going to be more lively in the prayer house. Is that right? Somebody say, help, Lord. That's a good prayer. That's a good prayer. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Again, if we think of ourselves the way we should, we'll pray the way we should. You are not going to fool me. If we don't have nothing to pray about and we don't get excited about prayer, we think too damn much of ourselves. Now, if you understand that, you'll pray right.
Amen.
If you keep calling me a liar, you'll keep praying
Amen.
Like you pray.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise
His holy name. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
It's a perfect example.
Amen.
This one man, he trusted to himself that he was righteous,
right,
and he despised other men.
Amen, brother.
So he prayed like that.
Right.
Yeah, when you pray, we know what you think about yourself.
Yeah,
and God knows. See what? There ain't no need to you telling me that you're humble and you pray like the damn hypocrite. Huh? No, absolutely not. Huh? Absolutely not. You're too proud to ask God for what you really need. Huh? Huh? I'm telling you now. When we don't pray like it's pride. We think of ourselves more highly than we ought to.
Amen.
And in doing that, we automatically despise other men.
Right.
And we despise God.
Amen.
We don't esteem Him as we should.
True,
the Almighty God.
Hallelujah. We have need. God will supply. We'll have to confess that we need it. Nonchalance. Y'all listen to me now. Nonchalance does not confess that you need anything. Slothfulness, what it says is I'm rich. I'm increased with good. I don't need anything. I don't need fervent prayer. Huh? I don't need humility. I'm rich. I'm increased with good. Can't you see how I pray? Come on. I'm not going to back up. I'm not going to back up. I'm not going to back up. To help me to humble myself, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
If my people,
Amen,
which are called by my name,
Amen,
would humble themselves,
Amen,
then pray.
Yes.
Huh? Then turn from the wicked way.
Amen.
1, 2, 3,
Amen.
ABC.
Yes,
how long y'all been doing this?
Hallelujah.
Huh? First, you need to humble yourself.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes,
humble yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. God will help you. That's the only way to get it done. Don't say, I'm going to humble myself. Say, Lord, help me. He will do it. You pray that from the heart, He'll hear you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Been found in the form of a man, he humbled himself. He's our example. Why do you all think that I'm telling y'all wrong when I say we should humble ourselves? Well, and become obedient. Not humble ourselves and be rebellious. That don't,
Amen.
That's impossible. We can't humble ourselves and become rebellious. We humble ourselves, we become obedient. which is better than sacrifice. And to hearken is better than the fat of rams. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going to end up here. Today is Friday, 11th of September. But evening is the Feast of Trumpets. Now, we just observe the Feast of Trumpets. We don't do Jewish traditions. Huh? Because we are Jews inwardly. See, we just remember, and we like we do now, we present our bodies. Hallelujah. But how you do it, you present your body. We don't do Jewish tradition per se. No. Hallelujah. We're Jews inwardly. We are Jews, though. We're Abraham's seed. Absolutely. We're heirs of God. Joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. So, did I get to the end? Oh, thank you, Lord. Let me see. Praise the Lord. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider is thrown into the sea. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So the things of God are eternal, because God himself is eternal. Without beginning, without end, without father, mother. Now, we understand that through faith. Otherwise, we don't. You understand that. That's all the things. These words are just not sufficient to speak of the things of God. That's why God put spirit to them. You understand? And if we don't hear what the Spirit said, all we've got is rhetoric. You know, we got the power of the words. That's what talkative had. He had the power of the words. He could talk about these scriptures and sound good. Christian had the power of the word. He had the power of the Spirit. So that's what I do. I speak to you all in the power. Oh, which means I call forth that work of grace. Hallelujah. Otherwise, we just talk like hypocrites and I speak to you in rhetoric. Then I say, well, I've said it, Lord. I marked my ticket there. But I say it like I mean it, and say it like we ought to do it, and say it like when we do it, we please God and we glorify God, and that's why we're called. See? Hallelujah. Hereunto what we call. Not only to believe on Christ, but to suffer because we believe. Hallelujah. So Feast of Trumpets beginning tonight at evening. And we'll be in the tabernacle for prayer. Neil might want to say words of exhortation. We'll be there. One might want to sing a song. We're free. We have liberty. Hallelujah. Charlene might want to do a Holy Ghost dance. See? Well, since we're free, we can do it. But tomorrow at 10 o'clock, of course, we plan to be in the tabernacle, still in the Feast of Trumpets, and we'll just present our bodies again. But this is the measure every time we go, but we present our bodies. That's what we do here. And that means we have to surrender our will. If we bring our bodies and our will is contrary, then we don't bring our bodies. Everybody understand? If we present our bodies, then our will have to go with it. Y'all not hearing me? So what we do, we bring our bodies with our rebellion, and we say we met the criteria. Here I am, Lord. I present my body just because your body's here and all the rebellion's inside. That means your body's not presented. It's here, but while we present ourselves to God, he takes out all that offends. Y'all understand that? Hallelujah. He removes all that offense. He blew away all the chaff, skims off all the dross. You know what he's doing? He's making you into his likeness. Hallelujah. You know what we do? We resist. We say, I like the way I is. Am I saying it right? Thank you, Angela. Yeah, amen. Praise God. But, help me. I've done it both ways. That's what Tim tell me. Sometimes he tell me something and say, well, you know, I'm just trying to do this. He said, but I've done it both ways. And that's the truth. Yeah, we've done it both ways. We've done it trying to please God, and we've done it trying to please ourselves, and some might be still trying to please themselves, but we'll do one or the other. We won't please ourselves and please God. But when we please God, we can be pleased. Hallelujah. When we delight to do His will. Huh? Hallelujah. When we walk in His light. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Brother Richard, you doing okay? Did we cover everything? We talked about, what did we talk about? Carrots, fullness of joy, righteousness of God, the wretchedness of man. They complement each other, you know. you know we complement God? We're wretched. He's merciful and long-suffering. He's able to save to the uttermost. We're a bunch of sinners. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. See how we compliment each other? Absolutely. You're a chief sinner. What a great salvation. Hallelujah. We need someone to pray for us. Timothy, I guess it'll be you, huh? Hallelujah. Oh, he wants to read scriptures.
Okay, for this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. And my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and truth. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. Well, Heavenly Father, You've given the commandment, so, oh God, like a mighty fiat, it's gone forth, and You empowered us, and so, as I said, let us not love in word, but in deed and truth, and help us tonight, Lord, as we gather to worship. Lord, we don't want to just show up to punch our ticket, as it were, and so teach us to pray, Lord, actually do it, and You are, and we thank You, Father. We should consider how effective prayer is based on the opposition, Lord. And so I thank You, Lord, always for Your determination to save us, because all too often we still oppose ourselves. And so, Lord, help us all to walk in the light. And as He is in the light, then we have the fellowship. And if we don't walk in light, we don't know cleansing. So let's, I pray, Father, consider our ways. Thank You for Your goodness again, demonstrate to us today, and giving us a space to repent and understand, Lord, there is a final judgment. We thank You for these seasons. We remind us and give us an opportunity, as they call it. We call it a dry run. And so we know one day, very soon, Lord, it's going to be the real deal. And we know, Lord, that we want to be ready. So thank You, Father, for You dealing with the hearts right now, because we know this is the heart of the matter. And we do need the joy of the Lord. Lord, we need strength to endure. So we understand it comes from the love. And so we know we have an opportunity to stay to love our neighbor. And even as You have forgiven us much, all of us, Lord, I've done that, Lord. I've gone to the tabernacle. I thank You, Lord, I like these guys. And so, but like I said, I've done it both ways. And so help me, Lord. Help us all, Lord, just find a place of humility. We need help with that, Lord. And man, it's a proud creature. So deliver us from any pride, arrogancy, haughtiness, high-mindedness. Oh, God, from any pretense or hypocrisy, you know, worship and prayer, Lord. We just need help, Lord, and You are helping us, Lord. We thank You, Father, for the word preached today, so needful. Daily bread and faith come by hearing. So bless those listening well, and again this night and always, Lord, we would hear what the Spirit speak unto us this day, and walk in the Spirit, and be ready when You come. So come in Your care, Lord. Make us ready. Make us one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Thank you, brother, for praying for us. Walk in the light, beautiful light, Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright, shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Maranatha, Lord is coming.